The Chrysler Jeep Commander is getting a little extra flavor. At least one of them is. As part of an art scholarship program, the Daimler Chrysler Corporation has teamed up with Oscar nominee Terrence Howard. Howard was given the task of enhancing the luxury design of one Jeep Commander, which was put up for auction. The proceeds of the auction will go towards a scholarship for minority students interested in an arts education. The actor was paired with one of the most successful African-American designers in automotive history, Ralph Jill. Like Howard, the 35-year-old Jill is making quite a name for himself. Jill designed one of the most popular cars on the road today, the Chrysler 300.
Let's talk about the impetus for this specialized Jeep. First, we should note you've aligned yourself with one of the hottest commodities in Hollywood right now.
Yes, absolutely. That was a bit of a fluke, actually. I mean, we've always respected Terrence, but the nomination hadn't happened at the time when we approached him.
Talk to us about what's different about this particular Jeep Commander. How did Terrence put his signature on it?
Well, he brought a lot to the party. We were surprised because he's not, you know, he's not a real car guy. And we brought him in not knowing how it would go. And right away he took to it. He understood what we were trying to achieve. And he basically looked at it as, what would I drive? You know, and he said, I would want this. So we basically simplified the vehicle. We actually tinted the windows. We picked a black car that would be nice and sophisticated. We put a mesh chrome grille in it, 22-inch chrome wheels, and some very subtle touches. We tinted the tail lamps out just to kind of simplify the vehicle. He wanted something subtle, classy, and not too, let me use the word, not too blingy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ralph, talk to me about the goal of creating this, and I would suspect hopefully getting more young African-Americans interested in automotive design.
Well, it's important. You know, I think that any corporation, not just the automotive industry, the inside of the corporation has to match the demographic of the country. I mean, America is becoming more and more colorful as, you know, black population, Hispanic population, the Asian population. And in about 30 years, you won't be able to call us minorities anymore because it's going to be somewhat equalized. And that's important that the corporation have the same look, you know, internally so that we can produce vehicles that appeal to those different segments in the market. So this is part of it. It's a very small, you know, very minute, you know, effort, but it's the beginning of trying to get kids aware of these careers. Because, you know, car design is a bit of an obscure career. It's not as popular as, you know, you don't see TV shows about car designers, you know.
Yeah, but while that's true, Ralph, if you think about it, particularly for young black men, mm-hmm. of the automobile is something that is akin to, you know, many of the sports that they love. The love is there, and the interest is there. So one would think hand-in-hand would be looking at this as a real career.
Yeah, and I meet a lot of young, talented black enthusiasts, I would call them, that think, you know, modifying a car in a garage is what car design is, and that's really not really what we do. I mean, we're talking big-picture mass-production vehicles and a true career, just like any other career. So that's one dimension of the love for cars that they're not aware of. And I was in the same boat when I was their age. I didn't even know that there was a career that you could get paid to draw a vehicle. You know? As a kid, it's just the enthusiasm. I felt, you know, walking around the streets and looking. You have to understand I grew up in the 80s, so there's some pretty ugly cars back then. So I would walk around and observe this tragedy on the roads and say, hey, I can do better. You know, so I'd always be sketching. And thanks to a wonderful aunt of mine, she wrote a letter out to Chrysler at the time, and they wrote back with some recommendations of schools. And that's when the light went off in my head, say, okay, there are colleges that teach transportation design.
I know, and I know this for sure, and there's no slight, obviously, to you, but you could not have imagined the success of the car that you put on the map, that you were the principal designer, and that's the Chrysler 300, arguably the most popular car over the last 2 years in America.
Yeah, there's no way. And I feel very lucky, you know, to be part of a team. But a lot of credit goes to Chrysler, to be honest. You have to imagine 4 years ago when they gave me the project, I was only 31 years old, and they put me in charge of leading one of the most significant cars that they were investing in, you know, multi-billion-dollar program. So for me, I was literally shaking, and I didn't understand what they saw in me, but they definitely had faith in me, and they wanted to challenge me. And that says a lot about a major corporation that would take a young black man and say, here you go. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't understand what they were trying to do, but now looking back, it made perfect sense. And, you know, they really set up a culture in a company that promotes open-mindedness and risk-taking, and the result is the car.
Now, we should note, Ralph, you're New York City-born to Haitian immigrants. How much of what we stereotypically, and I mean no stigma there, but stereotypically know of Haitian immigrants, the idea of nose to the grindstone, hard work. How much were you raised in that way, and how much has it helped, if at all, your career?
Well, the biggest thing my parents instilled in me was discipline. I mean, they were very strict. I mean, they wouldn't let us play outside unless it was a Friday night or a Saturday night. If we had school the next day, we had to be at home doing homework. So that was one thing. And in a way, that challenged us socially, because we'd be sitting at the window of our living room looking outside, and all the kids would be playing, and we're sitting there having to do homework. But on the hindsight, it really set us up very well for being serious about school and taking that stuff seriously.
There's a gentleman at General Motors, Ed Welburn, who is really seen as the dean of black automobile design, someone I'm sure as you were coming up, you looked to, were introduced to, etc. How much do you value the role you're playing now?
I take it very seriously, and I do look up to Ed Welburn. He's the highest-ranking black automotive designer in the world. I'm in charge of 12 studios, so I have a lot of respect for what he's achieved. And I don't take what I do lightly either. You know, I represent two things. I mean, one is being black, yes, and two is being very young. I'm extremely young for my status in my corporation, so that's something I represent, too. I represent all the people of my age, and proving that we have a lot to offer, you know, and can be successful. You don't have to typically be of a certain age to get a certain job. So that's one paradigm we're breaking. But it's very important. And I know what's interesting with me this year, the luck of the success is that I've been able to speak all over the country. I've gone to Chicago, Montreal, New York, and Miami, speaking to some young people looking for, you know, a career, you know, that inspiration to chase their dreams. And that's what I represent, I think, is it can happen to you kind of thing.
Well, Ralph Gill, it's a pleasure talking to you as always. We wish you luck with the project with Terrence Howard, and hopefully a young person of color will be inspired to follow in your footsteps, and that there'll be many more of these scholarships to come.
Thank you so much.